Okay, good evening, everybody. So today we're doing page 50, Simin Reishon and Dalid, Chaf Hei Amud Beis. We are up to Seif Gimel. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Gimel. Again, this Simin Reishon and Dalid has been talking about Shehiya, and specifically when something is Al Gabe Gechalim, then maybe that's an exception to the heter of Kedei Rechaita. That's what we were discussing last night. So says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel, Im Avar Oshachach V'Nitzel B'Shabbos Be Isser Aser. If a person violated Shehiya, whether he forgot or he did it b'mezid, it's going to be aser. The food is going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avar shenasim b'mezid samuch l'sheich kol kachat shlo yeshus l'sum b'od yom kamach ben shusai v'nitzel b'zmana aser. If you b'mezid, put it up right before Shabbos, knowing that it's not going to get to machul ben shusai before Shabbos, oh sheshach chatzli al gabi kiru v'nitzel b'Shabbos, or you just forgot about it. Aval b'kein aser b'diavad. It's going to be aser b'diavad k'dei shlo yavul ha'ashos b'mezid v'yom shachachti. And the reason, even if you did it b'shogeg, it's going to be aser is because you don't want a person to come to do it b'mezid and say, oh, whoops, I forgot, and then be able to benefit from his shehiyah. Aser sifkat and chav bein lo bein la achirim ad motzay Shabbos b'kedei sheye asu k'dal b'sim reishon gimel sif aleph. When we say it's aser, it means that it's aser until motzay Shabbos, when it's enough time on motzay Shabbos that it could have cooked by then on motzay Shabbos alone. Sif dalid in shulchan aruch perush and achal and chayin mutu litnam saviv akedera. If you have fruits that are edible raw, apples, oranges, fruits that are perfectly edible raw, but you like to have them cooked, right? So you're allowed to put them next around a kedera, around a pot where there's a lot of heat. This is talking about an erev Shabbos. Even though you know that they can't get cooked before Shabbos begins, meaning you're allowed to violate Shehiya on fruits that are edible raw. You can let them go cooking into Shabbos. Why? Because the whole idea is, we're going to see the Mishnah, the whole idea is that what's the reason for the Isur Shehiya? You might stoke the coals, and you might, because you're going to be motivated to stoke the coals so you can get the thing cooked so that it will be edible. But if you're dealing with something that's perfectly edible, you're not going to get so caught up that you're going to go and violate a melacha d'oraisa to make it a little more edible or a little more delicious. But what you do have to be careful is not to actually cook them on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to increase the amount of heat going to those fruits on Shabbos itself, either by putting a cover over it or by adding something to the fire, because that's going to be a violation of actual bishul on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chaval Sav Vakedera Vakedera Medes Al Pitput V'Tachta Yesh Eish. When you say you're putting the fruits around the kedera, it means the kedera is over the stovetop. V'Kamashman D'Mutzli Nikod B'Chashecha Peros Sviva. And the Chiddush is that before Shabbos you're allowed to put peros around it. Avshah Peros Nogin Beish V'Nitzolim B'Shabbos Michom Eish. Even though the peros are getting cooked on Shabbos. V'Lo Dami L'Basar Batzal L'Beitz Al Nal Da'asal Itna Melam Kedin Nitzolim B'Bod Yom Kamach Ben Jusai. And this is not subject to the Isser Shehiya like meat and onions and everything that we learned about before that is subject to the Isur of Shehiya, because this food is already edible and therefore it has the same status as food that's already partially cooked. Fruit that's edible raw is more delicious raw than meat that's cooked to Machal Ben Jusai. So if meat that's cooked to Machal Ben Jusai could sit on coals going into Shabbos, then food that's edible raw can certainly do so. You're not going to come to be mechatab b'kholim. Why does the Shulchan Aruch give such a weird case that there's a pot and you're putting it around the pot? Just say, don't put fruits in the oven, right? Because apparently that's the way they used to cook fruits, meaning it's not really about it being around the pot, it's about the fact that you're cooking it going into Shabbos. Apparently that's just the way they used to cook fruits. Or maybe we want to mention the kedera because the Shulchan Aruch then said what we already read that if you put a cover over them, so then you're actually cooking and that's going to be aser. Why is there a cover? Oh, because there's a pot there and a pot has a cover. So that's the only reason it gives the example of a pot. Sivkan chafes afal pishi efshar. Even though there's no way it's going to cook before Shabbos, v'lo dami levatzel b'siv beis da'aser afal pishal v'malchono sochai. He says, but wait, we said that an onion is going to be an isser of shehiyah, but an onion is also edible raw. So he says, yeah, but it's gross, meaning it's edible raw, but it's not good raw. An apple is good raw. So when you have something that's edible raw, but not really good, it's going to be subject to shehiyah. When you have a fruit that's actually tasty when it's raw, then it's not subject to the isser of shehiyah. Sivkan chav gimel, shlo yachzer ha-kisui, but you got to be careful not to put the kisui on top, because it's going to be memar the bishul. After mitzara gederim niskala b'shabas ha-kisui, shlo shekisui, mi lemayla shlo yitztanein, muta lachzor l'chasosu v'chein l'hosif alav, even though from the as far as what's in the pot itself, if the pot became uncovered on Shabbos, you're allowed to replace the cover. Okay, look, I'm on simulation on Zion Sif Dalit, and we're going to learn about that in a few simanim from now. Shomek there kivar nispash and bodyom. That's because whatever's inside the pot is already fully cooked. Aval hacha shaperos mispash and vahochin b'Shabbos. But over here, the peros are not fully cooked, and they're getting cooked on Shabbos. Vakisu gamkin alein, and then you're going to put a cover over them that will increase the heat that's coming to them. Vayidei akisu imar ligmar bishulo. Usher. That's going to be usher because it's actually cooking more quickly. Sivkan chav dalid shememaher ligmar v'kol shkein sha'asal anichum shabbos gufa samach chatanu kadei litzos. And obviously, you're not allowed to cut up apples, put some cinnamon on them, and throw them in the oven on Shabbos. Right? You're obviously not allowed to cook them on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put them next to the heat on Shabbos. Afilu nosim b'shul zeh kodem shusak usher. Not only that, you can't put them on the stovetop before the stovetop is turned on. Kedalel b'sof simuration gimel. That we learned about in simuration gimel, that a guy could put the pot over the furnace, and then another guy comes and turns on the furnace, but a Jew can't do that. But if it's not yet Shabbos, you're allowed to put it on a place, on a hot oven. And when we say that you're allowed to do it before Shabbos, it means before Shabbos. It means before Shkia. It does not mean during Ben Hashmashel. So you're allowed to put this stuff cooking into Shabbos as long as you put it there before Shabbos, which means before Shkia. Sif hey, Einos and Samuch Hashecha Pasla Tanur. You're not supposed to put dough in an oven to make bread, even on Erev Shabbos. El Kadesh Yikrumu Pirushiyala Pnei Lechem Krumu Klipas Makmaseish Panel Mudbak. That unless there's enough time for the bread to crust before Shabbos begins, the surface of the bread that's attached to the oven, because that's the way they used to make bread, by attaching the dough to the oven walls, so the surface of the bread that's attached to the oven wall should at least have time to crust before Shabbos. V'lo charara al gabi gechalim. And also, if you're making a lafa on coals, directly on coals, it should be that enough that it could get the bottom surface that's touching the coals could get crusty or charred. Ramah, v'kol shaparsa ve'ein achutin nimshachim kari krimas panim. How do you know if it's crusty enough? Well, if you try to pull apart the bread and it's not stringy, right? It cuts like bread as opposed to dough, which is very stringy, then you know that it's baked enough. So if it's baked enough, if it's baked to that point before Shabbos, you're good. Upashtida uplodin tzarech shukru panel lemaila ulemata. But if you have a knish or a calzone or something, meaning this is the type of thing, I'm just using different words to describe dough on top, dough on bottom, filling in the middle, right? So you have something dough on top, dough on bottom, filling in the middle, so then you need shukru panel lemaila ulemata. Then it needs to crust on top and the bottom. V'yispashal mashatocha k'machal ben drusai. And the filling has to at least get cooked to the point of machal ben drusai. All that has to happen before Shabbos in order for not to be a violation of shehiyah. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Chafei Kadei Shikrumu Panel Mibod Yom. That has to crust already before Shabbos. The Sulah Cheshin and Shemichad Bukham. Because once it's crusty, it's basically baked. We're not afraid that you're going to come to stoke the coals. Hamdubakim Betanru, the surface of the bread that's attached to the oven. V'acharim Eskimu Du Adin Tesagi Miskarim Panesha Keneged Eish. It means either side. Meaning if the part that's connected the Eish is crusty, that's also good enough. It's toasty. V'afshar Degama Mechaber Sfir Lehachi, and the Mechaber holds that way as well. There's The reason Shulchan Aruch gives the example is the part that's touching the surface of the oven getting crusty, because Shulchan Aruch assumes that's the first part to get crusty, and therefore that's good enough. It doesn't make a difference whether it's baking on the bottom of the oven, on the walls of the oven. This is only if it's a thin piece of dough. But a very thick piece of dough is not going to cook that quickly. If it's a much thicker piece of bread, then you want to make sure that the top and the bottom surfaces of the dough are crusty till you could be confident that it's not stringy on the inside. Even if it's a very thick dough, once you get to the point where it's not stringy on the inside, that for sure works according to everybody. Because since the chutin, it's not stringy, then you know it's crusty enough, both on top and the bottom. That's called that it's crusty if it's not stringy anymore. This whole discussion is if the oven is not gara fakatum, if you didn't sweep out the coals or cover them with ashes. But a kiro or any of our ovens, which don't have a din of a tanner that they had in times of Chazal. So all of our ovens have a din of a kira that's garav akatim. Or it's sealed shut, like we learned about yesterday, then for sure you're allowed to put the bread in the oven. Meaning, this is just another heter of Shehiya, right? Meaning, we're all the heterim of Shehiya are that if it's garav akatim, Shehiya is mutter. If it's already cooked, to the point of mitzamik v'ralo, or maybe even just then she is mutter. If it's tach betit, it's totally sealed shut, she is mutter. So we're saying you have all that terem of Shia. One of that terem of Shia, if we're talking about bread, is that it's already crusty. That's the equivalent of machel ben drusai. Lemailu lemata, lemailu hainu letzad chalala tanu, lemata letzad tachtes hakli shenefispo. Lemailu lemata means the lemailu is toward the inner cavity of the oven, and lemata is in the pan. Vayin magen avram Now the mechaber had said you only need one side to be crusty. Now the Ramah talks about a calzone and all of a sudden or a knish, and he says you need two sides to be crusty. Why? So the pashup shot is because Ramah argues on the mechaber, and he'll say you need two sides to be crusty. However, Abnam Bira Grakasav Dilfishu Avinum Special Meher Lakaklu Kulialminumata. So Bira Gras says no, we're talking about a knish that's much thicker than just a lafa. So if it's just a lafa, you only need one side to be crusty. But if it's a thicker piece of dough, then you need both sides to be crusty. V'gama dogma ravava kasavu kuliyam l'modim. So the dogma ravava also says that it's not a machlokas mechaber rama, amna mitam acher, but for a different reason. Not because it's thicker, but rather, t'kimen t'pashtido chelikalim v'chelik katachton eno migush echod. T'ari amul yisot shabatoch mafrin b'neihem. When you have dough on top, dough on the bottom, and filling in the middle, we view the dough on the top as a separate piece, as a separate loaf from the dough on the bottom. So each one needs to be crusty on one side. And that's why it needs to be crusty on top and the bottom. Havi kishne yugos. It's like two different cakes. And that's what the Chemed Moshe writes as well. And also the filling has to be cooked k'machol ben drusai. V'yispashol masha b'tocha haynu masha mimalin ba'pashtido basa v'dagum k'agavna. Whatever meat or fish or whatever is filled in there, dim lokein, if it's not k'machol ben drusai, af shekarmel panela, even if the dough part is crusty, we still have to be choshish that you might be mechata b'gchalim to cook the filling of that dough. So what we learned today is basically 3 points. Point number one was Sif Gimel, that if you violated the Isra of Shehiya, the food is usher until b'kadei sheyasu ha-matzoi Shabbos. Point number two was Sif Dalid, which is you can do Shehiya on foods that were delicious raw, not just edible raw, onions are also edible raw, that were delicious raw. There's no Isra of Shehiya on foods that are delicious raw. And point number three, you can put bread in an oven before Shabbos if there's enough time for one side of it to crust, but if it's a knish, it needs enough time for both sides to crust and for the filling to be cooked to the point of machal ben drusai. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in Se'if Hey. Have a good evening, everyone.